Hello, this is Chef John from foodwishes.com with macaroni salad. That's right, I cannot believe this many summers have come and gone, and I have not shared my take on this iconic summer side dish. I mean, I shudder to think what you've been using instead. No offense. So I apologize for the delay, but hopefully after you see and taste how awesome this comes out, all will be forgiven. So let's go ahead and get started with the dressing. And one of the keys to a great macaroni salad is to do the dressing first. For reasons I'll explain in a second. So we're going to start with some mayonnaise. And of course we're going to use real, full-fat mayonnaise. And to the mayonnaise we'll add a couple spoons of Dijon mustard. To be honest, the yellow mustard seems to be more traditional, but I really do like the Dijon better here. So a little bit of mustard. And then we're also going to need some vinegar. And for this I'm recommending plain white distilled vinegar. And it's not like you're going to wreck this using a different vinegar. But really this is just in here for the acidity. And I think we want something that has a neutral flavor. And then we'll need to season this up a little bit with a shake of cayenne pepper, as well as some freshly ground black pepper, and of course some salt. And we'll take a whisk and we'll mix that up, and that is basically the base of the dressing for this macaroni salad, except for one key, crucial, and controversial ingredient, sugar. So while it is true that your classic American deli-style macaroni salad does use sort of a sweet dressing, I find that the most popular recipes out there call for way, way too much. Like a half a cup or two-thirds of a cup of sugar. So I'm only going to call for 1 or 2 tablespoons, which I think provides plenty of sweetness, especially since we're going to add lots of sweet vegetables. And once that's all mixed together, the liquid portion of our dressing's done, and we have to move on to the solids, also known as our diced veggies. So we'll start with a whole bunch of finely diced celery, as well as some grated carrot, and then we want a little bit of onion in this, and I'm going to use the white and light green parts of some scallions, but just regular onion will work fine. And then for color, sweetness, and a little bitterness, we're definitely going to do some pepper. And I'm going to use several kinds. I'm going to go with some red bell pepper, and then also some green pepper in the form of poblano and jalapeno. And then we'll take a spatula and we'll mix this up. And I really think it's important we do this step before we cook our pasta, okay? Because these vegetables are almost going to get like a quick pickling in this dressing. Okay, the salt, the sugar, the acid is going to pull liquid out of those vegetables. It's going to sort of firm up and crisp up the texture. And I really do think it makes a little bit of a difference. And besides, no one can really prove otherwise. And once that's mixed, we'll just pop that in the fridge while we prepare our macaroni. And I'm just going to leave that spatula right in there because we are going to use that to mix the salad up. So we'll pop that in the fridge and move on to our elbow macaroni. So what we have here is 1 pound of elbow macaroni. That's about 4 cups. And we are going to cook this in some generously salted boiling water. And I said cook, not undercook. We're going to cook this all the way, just like as if we were going to eat this hot. I don't have any idea who came up with the notion that you're supposed to undercook pasta for a salad, but it's just not true. Unless you want a horrible gummy texture macaroni salad. I mean, who knows, maybe you do. But assuming you want an enjoyable texture, I recommend cooking it the full time, at which point we're going to drain that very, very well. So let's pour that into a colander to let it drain. And do not, under any circumstances, rinse this pasta. For this particular salad, that is the biggest mistake you could make. So don't do it. Just let this sit and drain for about 5 minutes. And every so often, I want you to give it the old shake-a-shake-a, which is going to help knock off some of that water. And once we're convinced our macaroni is very, very well drained, we will transfer that into a large mixing bowl and proceed with probably the most important step of this whole process, the tossing and cooling of the macaroni. What we'll do is we'll take our spatula from the dressing, and we'll use that to toss this macaroni occasionally until it cools down to just about room temp. And while we're using the spatula from the dressing, we're definitely not going to add any dressing until this has cooled down. All right, if you add a mayonnaise-based dressing to hot macaroni, what you'll end up with is a very greasy macaroni salad. And what's going to happen here is you're tossing and cooling, a very fine layer of starch is going to form on each one of those pieces of macaroni, and that thin layer of starch has been proven to more effectively grab on and hold on to that mayonnaise-based dressing. It's true, they've done studies. Where? The Mayo Clinic. But anyway, like I said, we want to cool that down to about room temperature. And if everything's gone according to plan, those pieces of macaroni should just be tacky enough to stick to your hand. So that's perfect right there. And yes, I will stop touching the macaroni now. And at this point, finally, we can go ahead and add our dressing. And as you're mixing this, if you're thinking, man, this is way too much dressing, seems kind of wet, don't worry. Because you prepped your macaroni properly, by the time this is ready to serve, it's going to be fully and perfectly absorbed. Trust me. And by the way, we're not going to taste it at this point. Okay, we don't want to season this until that macaroni has fully absorbed the dressing and it's at the temperature we're going to serve it. So what we'll do is we'll wrap it up and we'll pop it in the fridge for at least 4 hours, but overnight is best, which is how long I left mine in the fridge. And then the next day when we pull it out, it should look something like this. And as predicted, all our dressing has been perfectly absorbed. And what I like to do at this point is take the spatula and give it a nice mix so we can really see what we have. And while you can definitely serve it like this, I generally like to freshen it up a little bit with another small spoon of mayonnaise and just a little touch of cold water. Just like a tablespoon or two, just drizzle it in, and we'll give that a mix. And while that's really not going to significantly change the characteristics of the salad, it is, like I said, going to give it a little bit of a fresher look. So you decide. You are the Tony of your macaroni. So that kind of stuff's up to you. And then once our salad has been tossed and freshened up, the last and most important step, we have to taste for seasoning. So I gave mine a taste and it was perfect. And at that point, we'll transfer it into some kind of serving container. And by the way, because this salad is so naturally beautiful and fresh looking, it does not need any garnish. Unless, of course, you want people to share it on social media. Which in that case, you better top it with some green onions. You think someone's going to pin this with no garnish on top? I don't think so. So I did a little green onion for the final touch. And that's it. My take on the classic all-American macaroni salad is done. And I realize taste is subjective, but for me, this is just the epitome of the classic American macaroni salad. Slightly, but not too sweet, with just the right level of acidity, and a very generous amount of vegetables, as well as a beautiful, silky, creamy mouthfeel because we didn't dress that macaroni hot. But anyway, that's it. My version of the classic American macaroni salad. And of course, this is going to pair beautifully with anything you barbecue, grill, or smoke this summer. I probably should have done that in a different order. But anyway, the point is, I really hope you give this a try soon. So head over to foodwishes.com for all the ingredient amounts and more info as usual. And as always, enjoy.